Well, Ryan, through to the final of the Challenge Cup, just sum up your emotions for me.
Yeah, I thought it was, it was obviously a relief to get there. You know, we went into the game missing arguably our two top forwards tonight, and we got other guys playing injured. So we played a very good Brayhead team. They came at us hard. You know, they evened it up, and I thought the guys did well to pull the game back in the later stages.
And of course, you took that 2-goal lead into tonight's game. So, you know, the first goals were vital tonight. Were you concerned when you conceded 2 goals early on?
Yeah, obviously, you know, and they have all the momentum. It's now a 0-0 game, but they got momentum. So we, like I said, we dug deep there and got ourselves out of a bit of a hole. Our captain scores a big goal for us, and I thought after that we never really looked back.
Do you think that was a bit of complacency creeping in, or what did you put that down to?
No, I mean, we came out strong. We came out hard. They capitalized on a few chances, and that's it. I mean, it's a game of hockey, and that'll happen. We had some great pressure early on, and like I said, we're missing two guys. We had D-men playing forward, and that wasn't a true indication of this club. But I thought the guys battled extremely hard to win. At the end of the day, it's a result that matters, especially in a cup game, and we won that game 4-2 and 8-4 in aggregate.
And just tell me a little bit about those kind of changes. You said you had D-men playing up front for you.
Yeah, we moved Rod Saric up front on the wing. We played with Legui and Tyler Michel, and thought they did well, created some good chances. We had guys, left wingers, having to play on the right wing, and Lee Ezra stepped up, scored a big goal for us. He doesn't see the minutes he usually saw tonight. So, we had a full lineup of changes, really, compared to where we've been in the past. But, you know, hopefully going forward now, we'll be healthy. We're hopeful we'll have Kurtson back for Saturday. And once they're back, you know, like I said, we'll settle back into our original lines and then power play units and hopefully pick up from where we left off.
And I was going to come on to ask you about Steven. He's been sidelined with an injury recently. What's the kind of latest situation on him?
Yeah, he's... We're hopeful for Saturday. It's maybe 50-50. We're not sure, but he's back skating now. There's not a whole lot of strength there, but we'll see what a few days brings and some rehab. He's seen the doctor. He's been in the hospital and got some shots, and we'll see what happens.
And is that a shoulder AC injury?
Yeah, exactly.
You talked before tonight about getting your swagger back and that kind of getting that kind of role in the team. It must have been hard with kind of injuries, but do you feel you made a step towards that tonight?
I think so. I mean, we're not at the level we were before, but you're never going to get there with two key guys missing. But I thought we did some good things tonight. I thought we battled back the second part of the game. We played pretty well. You know, we limited them to 4 and 5 shots in the second and third. So that was we got better as the game went on. But I think the key ingredients is getting your two top forwards back will make all the world a difference.
Certainly. And then just coming on to the weekend briefly, you meet the old foe Nottingham, of course, on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a good opportunity, I think, for us. And like I said, we're hopeful to be at a full lineup. But, we'll approach that game. We're excited for that game. You know, we've just created an opportunity now where we're going to play these guys two more times. So every game means something. We gotta make sure we can set the tone. We've had success in that building, and we'll look to draw off that. And when we head in there,
is there a little bit of kind of revenge creeping in, possibly for this fixture?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you play Nottingham, it's going to be a high emotional game, and you know, it's an exciting game to be a part as a player. And you know, I think we'd like to knock them off their pedestal here a bit. They're playing some good hockey as of right now and scoring a lot of goals. So feel it, we may be the team to go in and knock them around a bit.
And then just finally, obviously Cardiff on Sunday, and it's 4 wins, 4 losses, fairly honours even between you guys over this course of the season.
Yeah, they've had our number, and it's a game that's always tough in the big blue tent, but we need to continue, we need to get back playing our style of hockey and putting some wins together as we head down the stretch here.